As mentioned, we are talking Packer football this hour. We are joined right now by a wide receiver for the team. 26 receptions, over 450 yards, couple of TDs last year. 64 receptions, more than 1,000 yards, and 4 TDs in his first 2 seasons. He averaged more than 15 yards per catch in 2018, highest for a Packer rookie in 40 years. He is the founder of the Scantling Receiver Academy. The 174th pick overall in 2018 out of South Florida. We talk more Packer football. Marquez Valdez-Scantling is my guest. Marquez, great to have you on the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. In fact, let me rephrase that. How are you and everybody around you doing right now at this really unusual time?
Yeah, man, the family's all good. We're keeping everybody safe and, you know, trying to, you know, keep it as distant as possible, but, you know, still doing the things that we need to do on a day-in and day-out basis.
You know, I've asked this pretty much of every single guy who's come on the program, but I am curious, what has the offseason been like for you personally? How have you gone about approaching it to get ready for the year?
It's been a unique one, just trying to figure out different ways to work out and figure out, you know, different ways to, you know, get around people and still do football things and keep our distance from everybody else. So it's been an interesting one for sure.
No doubt. So a few weeks back, you tweeted something really powerful. You said, quote, "The difference is when you get pulled over, your first thought is, how can I get out of this ticket? My first thought is, am I going to make it home?" End quote.
Yeah.
That's an extremely heavy thing to read for all of us, I think. What's it like to live with that and experience that?
I mean, it's not an easy thing. And you kind of become numb to it as a African-American male or African-American person in general because it's our norm. But when you take a step back and really realize what you're dealing with, it's kind of just sad, you know, just have to have real fear of, you know, am I going to make it home?
Marquez Valdez-Scantling is my guest. You know, I had your teammate Mercedes Lewis on the show earlier this hour. We talked about the response that you sometimes hear from fans when they say that athletes should just stick to sports. I asked him his thoughts on that. Let me get your reaction. When you hear that, what do you think?
I mean, we're people. You know, we're people. We're not just, you know, confined to what we do as a profession. Because if that was the case, you know, everyone would be confined to what they do as a profession. You know, I would never tell you to, you know, stick to radio hosting. And you shouldn't have your own opinions because that's just not what it is. You know, we're Americans, we're human, and we all should have our entitled to our own opinions, especially the world that we live in.
I love it, too. What's funny, well, it's not funny, but what's kind of brutal about that is you're exactly right. I mean, the same people who are saying that all do other things, and they have plenty of opinions, and they're not afraid to tell you what their opinions are, but they don't want your opinion, unless, of course, your opinion agrees with their opinion. So my opinion is I agree with yours. All right. So you're entering your third season in the league. Obviously, this offseason is different. But overall, how different does it feel for you coming into your third season now that you do have 2 years under your belt?
Well, yeah. I mean, this one's a big one for me. You know, everything was ascending for me last year. And then the injury kind of hindered me a little bit, you know, toward the middle of the season. And so just kind of just bouncing back because that was my first time really being injured and having to deal with an injury that lasted my whole, you know, season. So just battling through that, you know, was a new phase for me, for sure, because I had never missed time before. Even I didn't miss any games, but I never not felt like myself going into a game.
Right.
So, you know, that was just something that I had to, you know, deal with all year. And then I just took this whole offseason just getting my body back right and, you know, just trying to figure out, you know, how can I be a better player and how can I get back to, you know, what I was doing before I got hurt.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling is my guest. Now, before you enter the league, I think, as some people know, you did work out with Randy Moss. How did that come to be, and what did you learn from that time with him?
I have this quarterback coach that I've been around, you know, ever since I was like a junior or sophomore in high school. And, you know, every summer or every time I'm back home, you know, we get together. He brings out one of his guys or a couple of his guys. We go out and run routes and stuff. And his name is John Kaleo. He's, you know, really big down in the Tampa Bay area. And he introduced us through another guy named Yo Murphy, who has a training facility down here. And so he brought his quarterback. He brought Randy Moss, and we kind of just linked up there. And then we started doing some one-on-one stuff and kind of grew from there and just learning from him and, you know, the things that he did, especially with the similar physical attributes that we both have. It's good learning from a player who, you know, has a similar body type as you. And then, you know, obviously a Hall of Famer, you know, you can't ask for a better, you know, one-on-one coaching than that.
That's true, and there's so much more to it than what it appears. For instance, like, people have this perception of Moss as this freaky, amazing athlete, but Rodell Anthony, who was there for the workout, said, quote, "One thing that made Moss great was he really gives a bleep about his craft and about the game of football," end quote. So how much did you learn from him about the little details of being a receiver, and then how much did those little details make a difference on the field for you?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing that, you know, Moss always taught was to be yourself. You know, going into, you know, your years in the NFL or even in college, you know, you got to where you are because of who you are, not because of what someone else did or what someone else, you know, copying someone else's game. You know, go out and be you. And that's kind of the biggest thing. Because, I mean, there's not many things that you can teach, you know, physical-wise at this point in your career, but there's a lot of mental learning, you know. So I think that's something that he really did a good job of, just teaching guys about the game of football, you know, not just trying to get us in shape or, you know, teach us how to do this or do that, because the game changes from when he was playing to now, you know. So he can't really go out and teach, you know, what's happening now because he's not playing in that same time frame. But, you know, the mental side is always going to be the same. So that's something that he really preached on and really harped on.
Marquez Valdez-Scantling of the Packers joining us. I also had your friends, the Griffin brothers, on the program. In fact, I have a number of times over the years. Your name always comes up in the conversations. Take me back. When did you first meet those two?
We were like 4 or 5 years old. I've known them my whole life. We went to pre-K together, played Little League football together, went to high school together, you know, ran track together, played. They did everything together growing up. So, you know, those are lifelong friends. I was actually just with them a couple of days ago. We were out paintballing. You know, we do a lot of stuff together, workout together. You know, they grew up 5 minutes around from my house. So, you know, those are lifelong friends.
Such good dudes. And I know you ran the 4x100 relay with them and Rodney Adams. But am I right in saying this? You were on the Silver Raiders youth teams back in the day. Did that team have Griffins, Rayshon Jenkins, Isaiah Wynn, and more? If so, how do you explain all that future NFL talent on that same team in that same area?
Like, this is the thing. Like, with our area, there's so many talented players. Players who are better than all of us. But, you know, it's just so competitive, and everybody can't make it out. You know, we all had a different mindset that we can go out and be great and be successful. And we all took different paths to get there. But at the end of the day, you know, we always wanted to be, you know, legendary in our hometown. And there's so many great players that have come through, you know, St. Petersburg, Florida, you know, not even just football players, different basketball players, track runners, like musicians, anything you want, you name it, we got it down there. And I think it's just a credit to our city and what we can do and, you know, motivation to the younger generations that we can go out and do anything you set your mind to.
Now, this is really important to you, too. I know this for a fact, and it's tough, and not everybody makes it out. Caring for people without homes became an important cause for you to the point that you launched a donation drive when you were still in college. Like, you had dentist offices in California sending dental kits and floss. Players were donating duffel bags. The list goes on. What was it like to coordinate that drive and then distribute the bags, and you did so at a young age?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for me, this thing kind of just started with me and my parents. We were leaving church one day, and my dad asked me, you know, like, what do you see yourself in the future? You know, like, obviously, you're a great athlete, and, you know, you graduated college, but, you know, what's your goal in life? You know, and mine was to help people. And so we kind of came up with this, you know, duffel bag drive, and we were just going to go out and give out a couple bags, because, you know, as a college athlete, you don't have a lot of money. And it was just something like, you know what, I don't have a lot of money, but I have a voice. And I kind of tweeted it out and, you know, made a couple of Instagram posts, and it kind of just snowballed into, you know, this huge thing where people all over the, you know, the United States were coming in and bringing stuff and sending stuff. Like I said, the dental offices from California and, you know, all over Texas. I had so many people reaching out and donating things. And so it kind of just gotten bigger and bigger year by year. And I just want to keep it growing.
You know, to put that in perspective again, you held that first event when you were in college, and then you kept it going when you were a rookie in the NFL, when clearly you could say, this is something I'll get to at some point, and you didn't. You got right at it, and that's amazing. I give you so much credit for that, and I have so much respect for it. Before I let you go, let me ask you about the offense really quickly. What's it been like to play with Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, he's one of one. You know, there's no better quarterback to ever throw a football. You know, and even growing up, he was always my favorite quarterback, so, you know, this is a dream come true for me. to be able to, you know, be on the same field as him, you know, being able to live out my dream with my favorite quarterback. And, you know, you can't ask for a better guy to, you know, to lead you and to teach you. MVP, Super Bowl winner, you know, whatever, Hall of Famer, whatever you want, he's done it. And he's always going to do it. And so just having that quarterback to, you know, show you the ropes and show you how to, you know, be a pro, you know, you can't ask for a better guy.
And one quick thing, legend has it that when you got the Packers playbook, after you were drafted, you would redraw the playbook by hand. In fact, you did it three times in the first 3 months. What was that project like, and how much did that help?
I mean, it wasn't an easy task, but I think the first thing that, you know, Randall Cobb told me when I first got there was, like, the more you know, the more you can play. And, you know, that kind of just stuck with me, just being able to play, you know, all different positions. Because, you know, as a rookie, you're trying to get in where you fit in. And it was one of those things where you got a bunch of guys battling for, you know, one position. But if you can play all three positions or all four positions, you become a lot more valuable. And I had Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb in front of me, you know, as two great pros. And then Geronimo, who had battled injury that year. So we had, you know, three great pros in there. So if I can get in there and be behind one of those guys right away, you know, because all three of those guys had went down at some point in time during that year. And so if I can play any one of those positions, you know, it's even better. And that's just what I kind of stuck with, and that's what kind of worked for me.
Wrapping up our Packer Hour nationally, a wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers, the founder of the Scantling Receiver Academy, 174th pick overall out of South Florida in 2018, Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Marquez, appreciate you. Thanks for closing the show like a boss. Great to have you on.
No problem. Thanks.
Good time. Appreciate that. That was fun. Packer Hour.